from the mothers for the mothers. Take a nice deep breath, lovelies, and just let yourself drop into your heart. I'm going to take a little journey now through your heart into the earth. Let your body feel the warmth of the electromagnetic grid. I'm feeling this grid now pulling you through ley lines of light. Shifting your awareness, feeling the eastern banks of the River Nile. Ley lines of light becoming the first light of dawn, turning the trees into gold. The water flowing in quiet majesty, and the warm air carrying the scent of damp earth and flowering grasses. Allow yourself to land here for a moment. Feel the land, the banks of the River Nile. As you become aware, there are elephants approaching. Through golden mist, elephants walking with a calm and ancient grace. Their reflections shimmer upon a timeless river current. Their feet are hot irons sinking into cool mud, ever in communion with the Great Mother and all mothers of star and memory. You follow their footsteps and a picture emerges. The elephants of life in divine order. Every elephant guided by the one who walked before. And you see the eye of the matriarch as she gazes upon you. Deep and amber, ringed with the creases of countless seasons under the sun. Her gaze holds immeasurable memory alongside a quiet certainty. More than instinct, rhythm, rhythms of the land. And through sound and vision, she speaks, and you hear her through every sense. Earth child, hierarchies must exist as a cosmic order. The earth has a higher self, Venus, and a past self, Moon. Human beings are part of a cosmic angelic lineage. After humans, the hierarchy then moves into earthly realms of animal, plant, and mineral. But there is no thread of superior or inferior in any of this. No sense of better or worse. Only love. Only the rhythms of life. And catching your gaze of quiet recognition, she continues. As you feel the wonderment, awe, and love for the trees and plants, remember, higher beings and angels look upon you with the same loving reverence. In this moment, our love flows like the Nile through countless ages, and we are drops of water, together part of the river of life. She now takes you through her mind's eye into the temple of Luxor. And you see the people loving for a time, but then unable to sustain the immense gentleness of flow, the immense rhythm of life. And you hear her voice as you listen with your eyes. It is the human current of better and worse that has been pulled from the cosmic hierarchy. Indeed, it needn't be pulled, as in true hierarchy, it doesn't exist. Better or worse only exists in human consciousness. You pause. Now you are standing with your hands upon her, a child touching the mother. In the sacred river of life, there is only purity. There are no comparisons. There is only innocence and wonder. She places her great head to yours. And you meet head to head. There is no domination, only an ancient feeling of mothers belonging to one another. It is the mothers that bring hierarchy into purity. And it is you as a mother I speak to now, the woman who tends, who heals, who nurtures, and who helps life to grow. I see you. I see all that you do. We are one and the same. It is in the nurture, the beingness, and the great unconditional gaze of mother that the flame of child is quietly recognized. The flame of child, the spirit of ocean, love of trees. For mothers are a calm center. Mothers are not men. Mothers are not children. Mothers hold the hierarchy of family and community in balance because the heart of a mother beats with the heart of the earth. Let us walk together now. You walk with the herd, surrendering to an older rhythm. And each footfall echoes into the earth with quiet purpose and gentle presence. You feel deep protection walking with the herd under the heat of the sun and the murmur of the Nile. You hear the silent mantra of the elephants. I am here. I am here. I here. The flame of the mother aligns with nature, knowing the hierarchy is there to order and ennoble, and not to determine the distortion of rank. The flame has no rank, no desire to fawn or to dominate, because the flame within all is one, one and the same. She speaks once again. It is a misunderstanding of the laws of her earthly hierarchy that lead the feminine into a betrayal of herself, and that led to the splitting apart of sisterhood and the forgetting of the wisdom of matriarchal power. There has been a removal of nurture, a removal of the unconditional heart, a bleed. Insecurities around the wounded human vein of rank bleeds, creating a seeping of motherly energy. And now the matriarch's body becomes like stone. She lifts her trunk and tastes the blood in the air. A deep rumble begins in her chest, not of rage, but resolve. Dust swirls around you both as she declares, "Stand together, hold fast." Upon you now is the earthquake, the crack in the mother, the blood in the air, and the matriarch roars. Feel the earthquake of better or worse. The skewing of hierarchy led to the feeling, "I must be better," rather than "I must be me." And you watch as the matriarch meets the earthquake with an unyielding courage. The courage of one intended to guide and to guard life itself. And the earth becomes still once more, as through the dust you see the mother, and you hear her proclamation. "I am here. I am here. I am here. I am here." Hear me now. It is the mother who will bring back balance. It is her who overcomes the betrayal of being dishonored and dishonoring herself. The insecurity of must be better. It is her that must hold fast. And it is you, beloved being, an exalted human Earth Mother, who must resolve to be the nurturing center. And it is you that has to worship the Mother first. Place your head towards the Goddess, grow towards the light in feminine and masculine ways. It is you that must place yourself upon the altar of the Goddess, just through the virtue of motherhood. How you mother the children, the men, the animals, and the plants. How you love the rivers, the soil, the wind, and the heat of the world. It is the mother who will bring back balance. She brings back the balance through everyone she mothers. But most of all, hardest of all, she brings back the balance through how she mothers herself. Remember how to mother yourself. And once again, her forehead meets yours. The matriarch breathes a settling breath and continues to silently speak. It is you who must bravely understand the putting down of self to pick others up. Understand how to ennoble and to tame this beautiful and terrible polarity force within. It is you who will care within every relationship and keep it free of weeds. It is you who will learn to understand if you let something go that hurts within a relationship. You will have to carry it in memory as long as the relationship continues. For the matriarch never forgets. That luxury is not hers. She closes her eyes and a resonant sigh pulls your feet deeper into the soil. It is you who will need to make the choice of how much to hold, how much grief you are willing to lift, how much you can hold, and why you are holding it. It is you who knows the waste of burning bridges, yet still has to draw the lines. It is you that has to allow the natural ebb and flow and the drift of relationships. Like the Nile itself, you will trust love endures not by possession, but by allowing every soul its own unfolding journey. It is the mother who feels the burden of memory. It is the mother who grieves. And now this great elephant nestles her great head into yours in soft understanding. It is the matriarch who gently reflects, who remembers. It is she who sings songs of wisdom to Grandmother Moon from the edge of the cliff. It is the mother who compassionately overcomes the pettiness of children and the blindness of men. It is the mother who loyally stands upon the soil and shares breath with the earth. She walks slowly, guiding the herd. It is the mother who feels the light of heaven, the heaven worlds, who sees the glare of Venus, who foresees the vision of hierarchies in divine balance. It is the mother who removes the veins of insecurity from every system she encounters, who stops the bleed through faithful return. You feel as one. It is the mother who hears everyone calling, yet somehow must stay true to her own heart. It is the mother who hears heaven calling and honors it. It is the mother who generates power within the self, ignoring the power of position. It is the mother who must learn to self-advocate because she is the first point of help. She is the first point of help. You are the first point of help. It is you that walks upon the earth, creating the steady ground. And now you feel the earth, yourself, and the elephants as one. And all hearts beat as one. Be with me. Be with me. Be with me. The matriarch rests her trunk gently upon your shoulder, and without a word you feel yourself settle into the rhythm as movement gives way to the slow certainty of breath. And you breathe together, her presence ever reminding you, you are safe. You are safe. You are safe. You are protected by the herd, and the earth always knows exactly how to hold you. You feel the whole herd with you now. You feel the faithful soul of the elephant. And you realize peace is not something that exists in distant places, but underneath you. An underlying force, quietly waiting. A return home, as constant and enduring as the mother herself. I am here, she whispers. I am here. I am here. And you let yourself fall into the kingdoms of the Great Mother. matriarch would not ask you to remain in her kingdom forever. Her role is to teach you the feeling of how to hold rather than hold you indefinitely. And now it is time to leave. The elephants don't hold you back. And as you move away, you realize you are not leaving. But instead, you are carrying the earth with you. You are carrying the matriarch. The quiet weight. The unhurried rhythms of life. And the deep knowing you are becoming and belonging to your own. And now it is you, you, the Great Mother, hearing yourself say, I am here. I am here. I am here. And so it is.